Search engine optimization for local businesses. That's what we're talking about on today's Local Business Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Bruce Irving, here with you for today's episode with John, and we're talking about local SEO, search engine optimization. How do you have your customers when they're searching for whatever it is you do, wherever it is you are? How do you show up first? John's going to share some tips on exactly how you do that. This is an interesting episode. We don't usually talk a ton about SEO, but I do value SEO, and I do think that when people go to Google or wherever it is they go to search, their intent to buy is very high, much higher than on social media when they're just consuming information. So you do want to make sure that your website or your service or whatever it is that you do shows up when they search for your specific topic of expertise. John shares a bunch of tips on today's podcast episode as to how you can do that. We also go into a little bit of like, what exactly is SEO and how do you fix the things wrong with your website if there are anything wrong. So I'm excited to share this episode. If you have a question, you can email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. I know Smart Pizza Marketing, that's our other website and podcast, but that's where my main email address is. If you have a question, you can also go to thebruceirving.com. We host all of the show notes and everything for you over there. All right, let's get into today's episode with John about SEO. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Excited for my guest today. His name is John Vong from localseosearch.ca, and we're going to talk all about SEO and search for local businesses, a topic that I get asked a lot of questions about. John and I actually had a conversation a week or so ago about what we were going to talk about on this podcast, and he's going to give you a ton of valuable information to help you better come up and search for your local business. So, John, first off, thank you so much. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Bruce. I'm excited to share some insights on local SEO for your audience members.
Yeah, we have a lot of local business owners who listen to this podcast, and search is something that they ask me a lot about. And I know a little bit about it. I know enough to do a little bit of damage, but I don't know a whole lot about it, and I'm certainly not an expert at it. So I'm interested in this conversation as well to kind of ask you the questions that I get asked a lot from our listeners. But first off, let me know, what is your background when it comes to search? Like, how did you get into the search part of marketing?
I started this agency 7 years ago, back in 2013. But prior to that, I actually worked at Yellow Pages for 5 years, and I dabbled in the online performance-based affiliate online world as well. So I learned about like taking care of like real small, medium-sized business owners at Yellow Pages. And what I found and gravitated towards was I really cared and wanted to help them out more than the larger companies. And that's why I transitioned to local SEO, because there was a need, there was a demand. While my last couple years at Yellow Pages, people were like frustrated with spending a lot of money, getting less and less return on their investment, and they didn't know where to turn to. However, more and more people were gravitating towards Google search engines, and I just needed to understand, like, how did I help customers appear organically, naturally? Because that's how I searched at that time.
Do you think there's another type of marketing that people are more confused about than SEO?
So SEO, because there's too many, hacks or guarantees, and people don't really understand to the same level as either myself or people that have been in it for many, many years, right?
Yeah.
Because of social media, people want things right away, right? They see something, they read something, they're like, wow, you can get me X amount more sales and revenue by just doing this one thing for a fraction of the cost. Well, running a business is not easy, right? Like, right. You have to realize that if you've been in business for more than 2-5 years, you know how difficult it is to either pay for your product, rent, pay for people, make sure that you have a margin. So how do you expect them to increase your revenue by paying you so little, like for that amount of money, right? Like,
right. Yeah, I think people get confused with SEO because it's more of a long-term strategy and you're more playing for the long-term versus the instant results. Like Facebook, you can post something. And I think what happens to local business owners is they can easily grasp social media because they can physically or do it, right? Like they can create the content, they can post it to Instagram, they can post it to Facebook. That being said, doesn't make them good at it. It just means that they can do it and they can understand the process of posting to Instagram and Facebook or TikTok or Twitter. When it comes to SEO, I don't think they understand how to do it and they don't understand how it works. So they get all confused when it comes to even getting started with it. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, it's much more technical because it's behind the scenes that's going on. And you have to understand what the intent of Google is ultimately, right?
Yeah.
They want to make money from ads, just like on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Every big platform needs to monetize to pay for their staff and, you know, for the content to be produced, right? So if you realize why Google's around, like they're serving a purpose for the users. They want to provide the best user experience with the best results for that customer themselves so that they will continue coming back. And in hindsight, they also want to advertise, like business owners can actually get that top portion of Google by paying per click. But then majority of the people nowadays will click on the map and below the map because they know those are not ads, right? So you have to understand the difference.
Do people still click on the ads that are on the top of search? Or is it less likely for people to do that nowadays versus like a couple years ago when they were more popular?
I feel that Google's trying to do a better job by hiding the different, like making the color the same, the background the same, not making the ad very prevalent yeah. so that the users are confused, right? but customers are much more savvier than ever today, right? Yeah. They know the difference between an ad pushing at them versus being in control and doing their own due diligence and research.
That yeah, so they're like Google's masking the way that the ads look so that way people just think it's the natural search results when they search something. Is that what's happening?
Exactly. And as a business owner, you have to know the difference and you have to be a Googler yourself to know the difference, right? If you don't click on ads, why would you want to invest majority of your budget on ads? Don't you want to be where majority of the people are searching? And that's where a lot of business owners are confused because it's already confusing in terms of what SEO does, can do for you or what actually goes on, right?
Yeah. What are the first steps? So I'm a local, let's give an example, right? Like maybe you can help me. Say we have a consulting call, you and I, and I'm a local business owner. Let's say I'm a real estate agent. I'm a real estate agent or a real estate office and I service a local community. And I'm like, all right, I think I need to get going with search because people are searching for real estate areas, real estate agents or in my area, but I'm not coming up whatsoever. Like what's the first thing that I need to do other than call you?
So first off, hopefully you've already have some sort of client base. You kind of understand who you want to target, right?
Yep.
Some of the keywords that, like all the keyword research, there's some tools for that. But you kind of know the persona, the profile of your ideal customer.
What is right? keyword? What is a keyword? Just for anybody who's listening who's not savvy.
So real estate agents or best real estate agents in Chicago.
Okay.
Right. That's a keyword, a long tail keyword. And there's a lot of variations. And the more refined you get, the better results it is.
So keyword is the word or the sentence that you type into this Google search bar.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So what you want to do is then figure out who that customer is that you want to kind of target, right? And then create a website geared towards that customer. Because a lot more often than not, people expect SEO companies or digital companies to really help them solve their problems without them knowing who their customers are in the first place, right? If you're not running a good business and you don't know who your clients are in the first place, we cannot really predict and help you because you're going after a shotgun approach, right? You need to kind of know who your customers are first so that we can help you hone down on your target audience, your type of profile of a customer, and where you want to be known and positioned as an expert as.
Okay. So I need to figure out who my customer is, and then I need to figure out, do I need to figure out what they're searching for, or is knowing who they are enough for you to kind of start coming up with the foundation for good search optimization?
Yeah. So if you know who they are, which kind of keywords they kind of go for, and who your major competitors are. We have a good benchmark and good enough analysis, and there's tons of tools for that to give you a better proper recommendation and guideline of the strategy in place, right?
Okay.
Because with some insight, it's better than no insight, right? And you being in the business firsthand, like frontline workers, you kind of know what your customers are asking or how they find you or what they're saying, right? So you got to provide that insight to an agency or someone that's helping you with this.
Do you think people try to go too broad with those keywords, or do you go more broad, or do you try to get more of a narrow approach and really type in? Because like when I go to Google, I don't type in real estate agent Chicago. I type in like, what am I looking for in a neighborhood in Chicago?
That's exactly what you need to really focus on, right? A lot of people go after broad, and so is every other company in your region, right?
Yeah.
So the more narrowed and niche and specialized you become, the easier it is for you to not just rank, but also cater towards a better content piece or a website that drives home the user experience for those ideal customers searching and seeking you out. So it's a better match, and Google deems that a better match as well. So yes, I would say focus, niche down, specialize, so that you become that expert thought leader in that given search query.
All right, so you start with who you're trying to reach, and then you research keywords of what they could possibly be searching for inside of Google. And then what's the next step?
And then you create a great website that speaks directly to them, right? So producing good content, written images, if you want to, you know, show off some of the great, so focus on quality, well-researched information and content. So if it's video, great, produce really good high-end videos, produce great quality audio if people are listening.
Yep.
So whatever form of content it is, and hit them in where you know they're consuming content. So don't try to do everything to hit everyone, because once you know who your audience is and how they consume that content, if it is search, or if it's on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, focus on those mediums. Because if you try to do everything very well, like, you will not do anything really well.
Right.
Right. So focus on it, do it kick ass and just dominate it. And then once you know, you've kind of know how to properly optimize one channel and content piece, then venture off to another piece. Right.
So if I'm a local, all right, because real estate agent is kind of easy to do blog posts for. Like, if I'm doing a written word, if I'm a real estate company, like, you should be able to dominate your local area, because not a lot of people are doing it, but there's a lot of information that you could provide people in the word, in the written form. What if I'm a local barber or a local pizza shop or a local restaurant? Is it harder to kind of write stuff that is searchable in Google? Like, what would you write about?
So, yes, it's very similar. Like, you would talk about your journey, your about us, your services, all the products that you kind of offer or services. But then in the blog section,
yeah,
a blog is so imperative for every single business owner, because that's where you can position yourself as the expert. It becomes more of a trending, topical, relevant information piece that you can update on a regular basis. So Google sees that you're trying to do your part to position yourself as a thought leader. So this is where you answer questions like, what's the best topic for a certain type of pizza, right?
Yep.
Or what's gluten-free pizza crust, right? Or, and then just talk about it, right? Like, anything that you feel would be topical, right, that you can write about, and people may be reading about that, right? Like, you're answering a question, and hopefully that drives some additional traffic. It might not be relevant to your local base, but it's positioning you as an expert, as a pizza shop owner, right? So you know what you're talking about, as opposed to trying to drive home, you're just going after service-based type of queries. You got to also back yourself up as an expert.
Why is that?
Because what Google is looking for is to rank websites based on their expertise, their authoritativeness, right? And there's a lot of signals. There's over 200 Google signals and factors where they rank a website, not only about the age of the domain, the keywords of the domains they're going after, but there's a lot of link profile, the content profile, the structure, the schema market. Like there's so much other factors, technical SEO, on-page SEO. There's so many things that you need to worry about. And that's why I just say focus on running a good business, focus on delivering great products and services, and let someone that knows what they're doing take over that SEO piece because it's already fairly complex.
What are the top factors that Google looks for? Like what are the main, like the most important factors that Google looks for optimization?
So there's pillars. Definitely there's content piece. So yep. Making sure that you write really good, compelling content that is driven for the users. On page, making sure that there's no errors on your website. All the links are properly embedded. URL structure, title tags, all that stuff is properly in place. Then there's obviously the off page stuff, right? So what are other people linking to you or not linking to you? Are they relevant sites linking to you? Are they niche specific sites? Are they localized in the community? Like these are all factors. And how is their trustworthiness, right? What is your reputation looking like? Like are there third party reviews, not just reviews on your own website? Are other people talking about you on other parties, other sites? So there's a whole variety of things. Very similar, like running a bricks and mortar business, you need to understand the foundation. If your staff aren't taking care of your clients properly, you're going to get bad reviews, right? So if you don't inbound take calls properly, like with a really good, you know, system and process, well, there's going to be negative feedback, right? Like you got to take control and really run a really well-run business in the first place.
I was reading an article, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, and I actually shared it inside of our email. And it was about Grubhub, how Grubhub became really embedded in the search of local search for food. And what they did was they actually sent out to a lot of the local newspapers and a lot of the local companies a link for their customers to get like $5 or $10 off an order. And all they had to do was link back to the search page of that Grubhub local page. And they did this all over the country. And that's how they ranked number one when people search for like delivery near me or delivery X near me, because they had all of these links going back to their local page on their website. And it just gave them a huge authority for search. Is that something that you can still do today?
Yeah. So PR push is a very short-term gain though. Obviously, it's their strategy because it's a very hyper-competitive space. Like you're competing with the Uber Eats and you know all these other delivery services, right? So I guess from my standpoint, you don't have that budget like them as a small, medium-sized local business owner, right? Like what can you do to stand out, right? I would say focus on just foundationally, take care of your customers, get good reviews. Go sponsor some local charities, right? Hockey team, baseball team, whatever it is, right? Get a link from that. Take care of your base. Like if you know there's other business owners that come to your shop, find out, can I write a piece of content on your website in hopes that maybe you link back to them, or they link back to you, right? Like produce good stuff, build proper relationships with people that are other business owners and connect with them.
How important are links back to your website?
I would say fairly important. It's still one of the, I would say, biggest thing that moves the needle for a lot of business owner. But without good content, without properly running a good business, links don't do much, right? For you. So you still need that foundation. Just like building a home, you need a proper foundation in place, which is a core business foundation, core values, understanding how to sell and, you know, product pricing and all that service level stuff.
So links, so if I'm a local business owner and I want to, like you mentioned a couple minutes ago that you could write for other places or sponsor events, and then you should ask them to link back to your website.
Yeah, because you're paying for something, definitely. Yeah. It's a paid sponsorship, similar to like chambers of commerce and, you know, community stuff that you're a part of, right? The more you're out there, and that's the hardest thing for a lot of business owners, right? To get links. How do they do it?
And I don't think a lot of them even, I don't even think like, even getting links like would be hard, but I don't even think they know what that is. Like, I don't even think they know about getting links. That's what I'm thinking about more, is more than just like, how do you get links? That's something totally different than like, why do I want to get links? I don't think they understand.
So maybe I'll take a step back on what is a backlink, right? Yeah. Because traditionally, before the internet existed, before Google existed, it was these bricks and mortar storefront business owners. And how did they survive for generations, for decades, right? Well, they took care of their customers and they relied on word of mouth, right? Business owners talking about others, and they passed on their business because they had a really good user experience, right? So then comes the internet. How does Google recognize if they're doing a really good business or not? How do they understand that? Well, other websites talking about you and linking back to you means they're giving you some sort of backing, right? They trust you enough to put your link on their website and link back to them. That's exactly what a backlink is. And there's two types. There's directory backlinks, which are usually free. And these are like the Yelps, the Yellow Pages. These are big directories. And you can go in and put your information on there for free, right? But usually they are no follow backlinks. And there's not really much of the juice that Google looks at in terms of a backlink that goes back to your website. What you want to go after is more of the earned backlinks, the PR, press release, newspaper articles, associations, you know, something that is of relevance, or a blog that's a local foodie or whatever it may be, like writing about, that is personalized. You actually built a relationship with them. You know them on a more personal level, you've done work, and they love what you do, and they want to write about you, right? And they link back to you. Like, that's a lot of work, but it's also what moves the needle the most as well.
Ah, interesting. Good, well put. Is it just the link itself, or is it the content on the page that the link has as well?
Of course, there has to be relevance. There has to be industry or niche-specific relevance,
yep,
or localized relevance, right? Or else why even go after a link that's from a different country or off-topic, right? So Google wants to ensure that these links are either branded, so the anchor text of the link, the hyperlink, actually has your company name on it, as opposed to like a keyword stuffed link. But it also has to be trustworthy. It has to have some sort of authority from that other website. It has to be niche specific, relevant, right, to your industry, or it has to be localized, right, in your community. So there's a lot of other signals that are very important in getting a backlink.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. So when I go to search for something, a local place near me, like say I say pizza near me, the map comes up. And on the map, underneath the map, there's a, I forget how many there is. What is there, three places or four places that pop up? I'm not sure how many there are, but like, how do I become as a local in that four or three pack or however many there is? How do I get on that?
Yeah, so that's the local three pack. So first, you need to claim your Google My Business page, verify it,
yep,
and then update it and optimize it, right? And then just run a good business. Get more reviews. Make sure that you have some links as well. Make sure you're in the right category. Embed some services and keywords and products in there. Make sure that you optimize with Google Posts as well. Like, just fully optimize that landing page on the map. Very similar to a Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. It's like a social media page, and it's an asset for your business, right? But there's other factors as well. Like, just like organic listings, there's strategies behind why certain websites are appearing before you. And the number one thing is authority. How do you position yourself as an expert, and why should you appear higher than your 10 other competitors locally? Have you done better work? Are you been around a little bit longer? Are other people talking about you a little bit more? Like, these are things that you need to work on as a business.
So just doing those things will get me, if I do them well, I'll get in that three pack.
There's other factors, because we have a lot of software and tools to detect what other companies are doing as well, right? So we're always sniffing in terms of opportunities, in terms of strategies. And understanding what these other companies are doing to get on the map, right? You trying to do it yourself, yes, if you have the tools and capabilities and understanding the technical aspect of how to run a proper SEO campaign, for sure, you can definitely do it yourself as well.
So you can kind of like, so what you're suggesting is if someone doesn't have the means to hire somebody, go in there and kind of search your area and see the three places that are coming up, like kind of investigate and see what they're doing and look at their website and look at their social media and look at their links, I guess, and see what they're doing and kind of try to see if you can do better.
Yeah. So the challenge is it gets a little bit more technical. On the surface level, you can't really detect what's going on. And that's why we have a lot of software and tools that actually go behind the scenes to see what's really going on. Like, you can't really detect what a backlink, who is linking to these sites are by just going to their website, right? That's why some of these tools actually can tell you where these websites got linked from, right? And maybe that's where you approach these other companies and say, can I also build a relationship? Can I also get a link from you? What does it take, right?
Yeah. Is there any websites that you can go to kind of find out who's linking to websites?
Yeah. So we use a couple software tools. We use Moz, we use Ahrefs, we use SEMrush. Just to give you more of a, and Majestic as well.
Yep.
So it gives you an understanding of backlinks, right? But there's other components like keyword research. We have a lot of tools for that. For even technical SEO, there's a lot of tools for that as well.
And I think those ones that you mentioned may have like free trials or free versions with limited capabilities, but those are for the most part paid subscription-based services, right?
Yeah. So when you get free, you're limited with the capabilities, but you also have to understand what it actually means, right? What do they actually say and what do you have to do to fix it, right? And then, of course, a paid gives you a little bit more flexibility, gives you more depth and more ability to understand how to actually captivate that audience. And
what's a normal campaign? Like, if I wanted to rank on SEO and I'm starting from zero, how long would it take to rank for certain words that I want to rank for?
I got three of these questions this morning already from people that reached out. And
I'm probably sure that's like the number one question you get asked. Like, all right, how long is it going to take me?
How much does it cost and how long will it take?
Yeah.
So I've seen clients rank within months and I've seen clients rank after a couple years. Because we have to see where you sit today. What's your benchmark like? We need to analyze what you've done, how you sit and compare to your major competitors currently, what keywords you're going after, how competitive it is, what other people have done. There's so many other factors, right? So we can't just give you an idea. Like, if you're going after a very specific long tail keyword that not a lot of people are competing with, sure, we can get you up there fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But is there much volume for it? Is it going to convert to sales, right? Like, you always have to go after some sort of volume and traffic that actually translates to revenue and sales.
Really, like if you go on a SEO like Moz, I think it tells you like search results, like how many people are actually searching for that keyword. And then it kind of gives you a determination of how competitive it is. Is that correct?
Exactly. And it gives you a better indication. But the challenge is you reading it versus me reading it, it's a little bit different because I see this stuff every day.
Yeah.
And we can analyze it and know exactly what we need to do to overcome it, right?
Yeah, John knows me pretty well. He knows that if I read that, I'm going to have no clue what it says.
Well, I mean, it's more like I've been doing this for a couple more years than someone that hasn't been trained doing it, right?
Yeah, it's like someone listening to our other podcast. And like, if you go into a pizza shop and try to make a pizza, it's probably going to be a hot mess, but they've been doing it forever and it comes out great. Same ingredients, same process, right?
And you pay a little bit more, but you know what to expect, right?
I like that. And I think that, so it could take forever or it could take relatively quick, depending on how competitive the word is or the keyword that you're looking for. What are the most competitive markets that you've found that you've had the hardest time, or like not the hardest time, but like if you're this, it's going to take you a little bit because it is competitive?
Well, I think a lot of restaurants are fairly competitive because there's so many restaurants, right?
Yeah.
Same as real estate agents, same as dentists. I think a lot of these services are all hyper competitive in any large metropolitan area, right? The challenge is you can niche down, you can specialize, and that's where you get quick wins. And that those wins will then allow you to expand into more broader terms, more competitive areas, more competitive search volume and services. So always start refining yourself as a specialty and then expand outwards as opposed to trying to dominate everything right off the bat.
What about YouTube? Google owns YouTube. Does that have any juice when it comes to SEO, doing videos?
Yeah, definitely. Content, video content is great. The challenge is, do people go to YouTube when they're ready to buy? So the purpose of YouTube is more informational and educational for the most part, right? They don't go to YouTube then to buy a pizza. They usually go to search to buy a pizza, right?
Right.
When they're ready to buy, they go on the map or they go below the map, right?
Right.
They don't go to YouTube saying, wow, I love that pizza on the video. Right? So you have to think about the user and what's the purpose. Do they go to Facebook or Instagram? Maybe a friend referred that, took a picture, they liked it, shared it. You got to check it out, everyone. Boom.
Right.
Right. So you have to understand the medium itself and how it plays and how much time and effort you want to invest into that content piece and medium.
Does embedding a YouTube video in your blog post help or hurt the post itself?
So I believe that producing relevant types of format of content always adds value if it's adding to the piece of content, right? So if you're writing a blog post on, you know, how to do a pizza or the best technique or whatever toppings put in, you write it and then the video supports that piece.
Yeah.
Of course, why not, right? Because people consume content differently, right? They love video. Or they love reading, or they love listening, right? You don't know what that customer likes consuming, but they are lazy people. They love video, most people anyways.
Yeah, I'm not a huge reader, but I do listen and watch, you know? So I will go search something and I travel quite a bit. So when I do go to travel, I do go to Google to search for things near me. But then like you said, when I go, if I'm in a new city and I search for a pizza place that I don't know of, and I'm just in an area I don't know anybody, I'll go to Google and then I kind of look at their website. I look at their social platforms. I put all of that together to determine if I'm going to go there or not. There's not just like one thing that I look at, like you said. So there's multiple factors that I look at in order to determine if I'm going to visit them or not.
That's exactly what I want to bring up, because users, they check out 14 asset pieces of yours before they make a decision today.
That's crazy.
So they go to your Google My Business, they check you out, see what your reviews look like, profile. They go to your website, go to multiple pages, check you out, read some of the blogs. Then they check you out on social to see how active you are and see how if you're engaged or not. So you have to be present and understand different channel platforms because they're vetting you. And that's your reputation, right?
Yeah.
And because it's out there, anyone has access to the free, you know, information. So you need to keep it consistent and you need to stay active as much as you can in as many channels as you can as well.
Yeah, listen, you just exactly put how I and my family use social media and Google when we are out. Like we look at, that's exactly what I do. I Google something. I look at them on Yelp. I look at the reviews. Even though people hate Yelp, I always look at the reviews from people, even on Google or Yelp. And then I go check out their social media and see if they are active. And I don't look at how many followers they have, but I look at how often they're updating their pages. And if they're, even if it's once or twice a week, if they're constant updates on Facebook or on Instagram from this particular place, that definitely sends signal to me that it's a place that I'm more likely to go versus if they don't even have an Instagram account or they haven't updated their Instagram account since 2019, something like that. I won't go there at all.
Yeah. So it's all about like how vested is that business owner to their customer base, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're active and you understand the importance of being in front of these people, that's what users expect now, right? Like they are savvy. They know like internet and computers are so powerful on your smartphone today. Like you can just check and vet them right off the bat and there's apps and they can check you out, right? So when they call you, they know more than you think.
Definitely. For sure.
Right?
I 100% agree with that. What's the biggest mistake people make, local businesses make when it comes to SEO?
I feel they don't put as much effort into trying to get more reviews as they should, right? Reputation is everything today. And I sort business owners on negative reviews first now, because I know a lot of people are like faking it, right? Yeah. And what I look at is how you respond to positive and negative reviews, especially what's your tone when there's a very negative review. And it's okay to have negative people come to your business and voice their frustration. It's about how did you react to that negative experience.
Yeah. Right? There's a few people I follow and they respond to negative reviews well, but not like super polished in, I don't want to put it the wrong way, but like phony. Like you can tell some reviews to like someone has a negative experience in your business and like you put like a very polished review that you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it doesn't come across as genuine. Like there has been a lot of, yes, not a lot, but there's a few people I follow who respond to negative reviews in a very genuine way. Like they didn't, even if they don't agree with what the customer's saying, it doesn't come across as being picking a fight, because it comes across as being genuine. And that's what I think is the best for, like, have your voice. And if someone leaves a negative review, respond in your voice. Don't be overly apologetic or phony about it, because that comes across as a weird as well.
Exactly. Personalize, right?
Yeah.
And be as authentic as possible. So explain to, in your view, what exactly happened, right?
Yeah.
Because people will read it. So it's out there. You might as well share your perspective so that everyone else understands why that customer was super frustrated.
I mean, there's a ton that we could talk about with SEO, but John, where can people go check you out if they have another question or a follow-up question after listening to this podcast?
They can come to my website. It's www.localseosearch.ca. If you do have any personal questions, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can find me on John Vong, and I'm the owner of Local SEO Search.
And Vong is V-U-O-N-G.
That's correct.
So the U is silent, John told me in the beginning of this. So John Vong. Yes. We'll link it all up in the show notes. We'll get a link to your website in our show notes of our website back when this podcast goes live in a couple weeks. John, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It was a great conversation with you. I actually learned a lot, so I'm excited to kind of go put some of these things to work. I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me, Bruce, and I'm here to help and educate and inform as much as possible.
Don't hang up, John, but guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. TheBruceIrving.com is where we host the Local Business podcast feed. So go check it out. We'll link up John's website and John on LinkedIn. If you're driving in the car, if you're at work, go over to our website and we'll send you to John with any SEO questions you may have. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you to John for joining and sharing all of that great info. TheBruceIrving.com is where we keep all the show notes. So if you want to reach out to John, if you have a question, or you want to check out John's website, or you want to just get some information about what we talked about on this here podcast, TheBruceIrving.com. Also, please do me a favor. Reach out to me on Instagram. I am at TheBruceIrving. And let me know that you listen to this podcast. Let me know if there's any questions that I can answer for you over on there. And, you know, give me a follow and I'll give you a follow back as well. All right, guys, have a great week. We'll see you next week right here on the Local Business Podcast.